text is the gospel reading from St. Matthew chapter 3. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of God, heaven is near." This is he who is spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the desert, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of Jordan, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Here ends our text. Fan is a good word to us. When someone says they're a fan of a person, a place, or a thing, or activity, that's a positive thing in our minds. But fanatical, well, that's something else. Though the word fan comes from the word fanatical, there is a world of difference between being a fan and being fanatical. Being a fan is good. Being fanatical isn't. Well, I take that back. It's okay to be fanatical about some things. You can be fanatical about sports, can't you? You can be a face painter at a UT game, and that's okay. Likewise, it's okay to wear a hunk of cheese as a hat in Green Bay, or to be the guy who paints his bare chest in New England and stands there in sub-freezing temperatures screaming his head off. You can be fanatical about a particular sport, and most people will admire your zeal. Sports aren't the only things you can be fanatical about in our society. You can be fanatical about your country, about wine, about beer, about furniture, about gardening, about cooking, about stamp collecting, coin collecting, and baseball card collecting. You can even be a fanatic about your work, and all we're going to call you is a workaholic. The fact is, our society will respect your dedication to anything with one exception. You cannot be fanatical about religion. Oh, you can be fanatical about Christmas. You can wear reindeer antlers, a Santa suit, and have 100,000 lights on your house. And that's okay. You can be fanatical about Christmas, but just don't be fanatical about Christ or Christianity. You are a nut if you believe that Christian doctrine can be pure. You are a nut if you believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven and that only those who believe the same thing should commune or hold services together. President Bush stated the mainstream religious position in a recent speech. Twice he said, "I believe in an almighty God, and I believe that all the world, whether they be Muslim, Christian, or any other religion, praise to the same God." You're a fanatic if you don't agree. And while you can be fanatical about anything from architecture to zoology, you cannot be fanatical about the words of God. If you take God at his word, making the distinctions and divisions he does in his word, well then, you're taking his word too seriously, too literally. In a word, fanatically. But doesn't fanatical describe John? He lives and preaches in the desert, not in a building or even in a city. And look how he dresses. He wears a camel hair garment with a leather belt around his waist. That's the clothing Elijah wore in the Old Testament. What would you think if I started to dress like Martin Luther? And how about his food? Grasshoppers and wild honey? John's whole manner of life, his dress and diet, preached fanaticism. Actually, they just mirrored his actual preaching. John preached absolutes, It's heaven or hell. It's being gathered into the barn or it's being burned up in unquenchable fire. In our day, being moderate, well, that's what is valued. Not taking your religion too seriously. That's mainstream. Oh, you may hold your particular beliefs firmly, but never, ever may you question anyone else's. I believe in the resurrection of the dead by Christ. You can believe in reincarnation. I believe in Christ, but that belief is not better than your belief in Allah. I believe I go to church to receive the medicine of immortality. You believe it doesn't matter if a person goes to church at all. To each his own. That is the accepted confession of religious faith today. John certainly didn't give people such latitude. He called the leaders of the church snakes because they believed they were saved by being children of Abraham. He told them being a child of Abraham, that was no better than being a rock. Contrast that to President Bush, who said in that same speech, I believe that the God the Muslim prays to is the same God that I pray to. After all, we all came from Abraham. Such talk, that's not fanatical. That's sensible. That's peaceable. That's likable. John is fanatical. You can see this in that he's single-mindedly focused on Christ, not on God, not a supreme being. In John's gospel, John the Baptist tells us that he came baptizing just so that Christ could be revealed. He talked about Christ, he preached about Christ, he pointed to Christ as the Lamb of God carrying away the sins of the world. That sort of talk is fanatical. You can believe in God in our day. Like our money says, you can say, in God I trust. Like our pledge says, you can say, I believe in one nation under God. But if you believe there is no salvation outside of Jesus, you are a nut to the rest of the world. And if you believe that God cannot be known apart from Jesus, well, you're a nut even to most of Christianity. It's fanatical to say that the only way God can be worshipped or prayed to is in Jesus. It's fanatical to have a weekly communion service. It's fanatical to point people to their baptism for salvation, to claim that the pastor's words of absolution are in the stead and by the command of Christ. Go ahead and take your sports team so seriously that you paint your face. Go ahead and take your hobby so seriously that you have a whole room in your house dedicated to it. Go ahead and be fanatical about anything or everything, but don't you dare be fanatical about Jesus and his words. Don't you dare point out that Jesus says, I am the way, not a way. I am the truth, not a truth. I am the life, not a life. Don't you dare believe that Jesus meant it when he said, no one can come to the Father, pray to the Father, reach the Father, except through me. Be fanatical about any water sport you like, but don't you dare be fanatical about the waters of baptism. Believe in what 1 Peter says about them, that they save you. And you can be a foodie. You can be a total fanatic about cooking and eating any food you like except that food on this altar. The body and blood of Jesus given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. You can be fanatical in our day about anything but Christianity. Yet, isn't that what John the Baptist calls us to? More importantly, doesn't fanatical describe the Christ he points us to? Our word fanatic comes from the Latin fanaticus, which means inspired by divinity. But Jesus isn't merely inspired by divinity. He is divinity. All the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in Christ, says St. Paul in Galatians. And this flesh and blood God is fanatical about saving us. You want to know how fanatical? Fanatical sports fans paint their bodies. They tattoo their bodies. They cover their bodies with their team's clothing. The second person of the Trinity was so fanatical about saving you that he took on a body just like yours. Green Bay Packer fans are so fanatical that they will humble themselves by wearing a block of cheese for a hat. The eternal Son of God humbled himself, not by becoming a man, but by the way he did it, being conceived by the Holy Ghost, being born of the Virgin Mary. Zeal for us and our salvation consumed him. Jesus had to be about his Father's business already at the tender age of 12. His Father's business was saving sinners. To save sinners, all the laws that God had given to us, they had to be kept. God couldn't simply ignore them. His laws were promises too. If God ignored his laws, he would be breaking his promises. But his laws accused us. They killed us. They damned us. Who could fulfill them perfectly? Who but God? Well, who could fulfill them in the place of mankind? Who but a man? Who could fulfill those laws and remove them from hanging over our heads as undone? Who but the God-man, Jesus Christ? He was fanatical about fulfilling every jot and tittle, every duty, every obligation, every ought, should, must, and shall Jesus fulfilled in your place. Not one of them is left for you to do before you can claim heaven as your own. Of course, the obligations of the law weren't the only things that needed to be kept. So did the punishments. God had promised that he would punish sin. A promise is a promise. Failing to keep one promise is failing to keep them all. But the laws were given to mankind, so it had to be a man who was punished. But the holy God was the one who was offended, so who but God could satisfy God's wrath? Who but the God-man, Jesus Christ? He was fanatical about bearing the punishment God owes you for each and every one of your sins. He took the cup of God's wrath and he drained it completely. What is left for you to drink now? Nothing. Jesus said, "I did it," to every accusation against you. He accepted the guilt, the shame, and the pain owed to you for your sins. So there's more, no more left for you to bear, for you to drink, or for you to even feel. Jesus was fanatical about his work of saving you. By fulfilling all God's laws in your place, and by suffering, sighing, bleeding, and dying in your place under the law's punishment, Jesus won the right to pour out the Holy Spirit on sinners, and he won the right to judge them. Having completed his work of saving us, Jesus ascended into heaven and poured out the Holy Spirit on his church. Through his church, he sends his word and sacraments into all the world to save it from the fires of judgment that he will pour out on it on the last day. The word and the sacraments, they do fanatical things. You don't think so? Isaiah did. What's more fanatical than the wolf living with the lamb and the leopard lying down with the goat? What is more over the top than a calf and a lion feeding together rather than the lion feeding on the calf? What's more bizarre than a cow feeding with a bear and a lion feeding on straw? What is more fantastic than an infant playing near the hole of the cobra and a young child putting his hand into a nest of snakes? And these miracles, aren't these miracles to get fanatical about? Actually, you've seen and you will see greater things than even these today. You saw a baby rescued from sin, death, and the devil by three little handfuls of baptismal water. You saw old people with years of sins on their accounts redeemed, restored, and forgiven by words of absolution from the mouth of a man. And you will see angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven gathered around the body and blood of their God and Savior on this very altar. Finally, you'll see sinners come away from this altar with the forgiveness, life, and everlasting salvation. These are things to be fanatical about. If you can be fanatical over sports teams, over hobbies, or over things, I can be fanatical about the man who is God, the sinners who are saved, and earthly things bringing heavenly realities. Amen. Now, may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.